Blog Talk Radio.
From sunny Destin, Florida, home of beautifully clear emerald green waters of the Gulf of Mexico and sugar sandy shores. This is the Mental Power Hour, and I am your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting certified mental fitness and brain training consultant, author and designer of the most recent iteration of the NeuroSculpting mental fitness training system for improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. When you get a chance, if you're listening to our Blog Talk Radio show from the website itself, you can go to our show page and you'll find some links right to the side of it for Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. If you get a chance, click on those links, befriend us in your other accounts. We'd sure appreciate it. One of the best ways to listen to the show is from Blog Talk Radio. I know we have a lot of listeners that listen from their cell phone, that listen from their computer at work, but also if you, and of course you can listen from neurosculpting.com, but if you go to www.blogtalk.blogtalkradio.com, you can sign up for an account. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have any obligations. You can listen to any shows you want, but it allows you to participate in the chat room, and of course it allows you to befriend us here on the show itself. And, you know, if you got a photograph loaded up there, it's a way of social networking, but from a media point of view. And I can tell you what, there's a lot of good programming here. I've made a lot of friends on Blog Talk Radio, and it's contributed to my life. This week on the show, we'll be talking about mental concentration, what it is, and how to improve it. I see that I have some of my trainees already in the chat room. Good to see you, Damon. Marcia, good to see you. Anybody who wants to can come into the chat room. In order to do that, of course, you've got to sign in at Blog Talk Radio. While you're in the chat room, if you have a question and I'm not on a rant at the time, I'll try to answer it on the air if I don't type it in. If I don't get to the question because I'm in the middle of training itself, I'll check into the chat room right after the show is over with and I'll answer any questions that you have. This week, mental concentration, what it is and how to improve it. We're going to talk about the nature of mental concentration. Also, we'll talk about the signs of weak concentration and what happens when your concentration gets stronger. And I assure you, it's a lot more significant than you might imagine. We'll talk about the nature of attention and how it connects to concentration. We'll talk about how to apply mental concentration to your goals. We'll talk about training to improve your mental concentration with some helpful training suggestions, and I'm going to give you three powerful techniques to get you started on the road to better mental concentration. Also on today's show, we'll discuss the mind-nourishing book of the week and movie of the week. You can call in during the show to ask any questions or get advice. The phone number is 347-884-9397. Again, the phone number to call in to get advice or ask questions is 347-884-9397. After the show, if you need to contact me personally, got an issue you'd like to discuss, something you'd like a little bit of advice on, some guidance, you can give me a call personally. Phone number is 904-638-3851. Most likely, you'll have to leave a message. And I'll either answer you by email, if you leave me your email address, or I'll call you back by phone. And recently, I've had a pretty good track record of getting back to everyone within 2 days because like I've told people before, it's really crazy with this business, and I've got people that I deal with all over the world. I've even had to get an interpreter, a Spanish-speaking interpreter a couple of times because I try to help a few people over in Puerto Rico. The Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the NeuroSculpting Mental Training Studio for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. When you get a chance, visit the training studio at www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. A word on next week's show. We'll be talking about mental focus. And you'll note I've had two different shows here, one on mental concentration, one on mental focus. That's because they're different. They're not the same. Nope, they're not. We'll talk about what it is and how to strengthen it. The following week, we'll be talking about willpower. That should be a very deep show. What it is and how to build it. The big disclaimer. The information we provide here on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We do not claim nor suggest that you ignore the advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you feel you may have a serious mental health issue, please consult your doctor and make sure that your doctor doesn't have a serious mental health issue. My nourishing book of the week, Freedom from the Ties That Bind. Freedom from the Ties That Bind, written by Guy Finley, G-U-Y-F-I-N-L-E-Y. Guy Finley is a spiritual philosopher, as the term goes, who writes on subjects of waking up, enlightenment, and letting go. Freedom from the Ties That Bind is a book I read probably about 10 years ago, and I consider it to be one of his better works. And it's basically about how to find genuine, long-lasting happiness in this modern society. How to let go of and first spotting and determining the types of misconceptions that we think are going to make us happy. And how to know when you're on the treadmill, and then how to get off despite the fear that you're going to lose everything you are if you do get off. Freedom from the Ties That Bind, Guy Finley. Very good, very mind-nourishing, and possibly life-changing book. My nourishing movie of the week. Get ready for this one, guys. The Americanization of Emily. The Americanization of Emily. That's American with I-Z-A-T-I-O-N of Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, starring James Garner and Julie Andrews. Didn't expect that one, did you? Now, when you watch the movie, don't go thinking that I'm some anti-war nut. I'm not for war in any shape or form. However, this movie is not about, from my standpoint, taking a stance against any particular war. It's a bit deeper than that. When you watch the movie, it's about not being a mind-numbed robot in any society. Being able to walk on your own two feet and think for yourself, even in the face of a society that would turn its nose up at you because you decided to do so. So, my nourishing book of the week is Freedom from the Ties That Bind with Guy Finley, written by Guy Finley. My nourishing movie of the week, The Americanization of Emily, starring James Garner and Julie Andrews. It's a black and white movie. It's pretty old. If you go to your video store, you may have to ask them to order it. Or, of course, you can look on Amazon.com. That's how I got my copy. I first saw it on Turner Movie Classics quite some time ago and fell in love with it. Got a question from a listener to last week's show. wants to know if he should buy a brainwave synchronization audio product. He says he went to the website and found and read that he could improve his mental concentration if he bought this brainwave synchronization product. It's a CD that you listen to with headphones, and it has what they call binaural beats. And that it's a pacing of audio beats that's supposed to cause one's brain waves to reach a particular level to where you can be relaxed and concentrating. When I will tell you, John, that it sounds good on the surface, but I've done the research, and the research itself, the scientific research, says that this is a bogus product. I'm not telling you not to buy it. I'm telling you that it will not improve your ability nor improve your skills at mental concentration. The mythical theory behind using that sort of brainwave technology is a bastardization of actual science, and actual science has nothing to do, the actual science behind it has nothing to do with it actually changing the structure of your brain or your actual cognitive skills. So, if you want to go ahead and buy it, go ahead. But you should know ahead of time that it's not going to increase the skills that you think it will do. Best thing you can do to increase your skills at concentration is to literally train yourself in mental concentration. And I hope you're listening to this show, because that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Now, if there's anybody out there who has purchased that sort of product, I don't want you to be upset that I made that commentary. I'm just telling you the hard truth. There are products out there that are promoted by what are essentially snake oil salesmen. People selling pills and potions, claiming that they'll change your life and give you brain power. It's not the case at all. And I've had people who I've spoken to who've taken a pill or used a potion or listened to a particular binaural CD, B-I-N-A-U-R-A-L, and claim that, well, there's something different. Believe me, I understand, and I assure you that when you get to the end of a month after dealing with that type of material or that type of product, you'll find no change whatsoever, except that your wallet is a little bit lighter. Now, mental concentration, what it is and how to improve it. Now, Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defines mental concentration in three ways. First, direction of attention onto a single object. I want you to listen to that. Direction of attention onto a single object. Run that through your mind. Listen carefully to the words. Direction of attention onto a single object. Let's take the word direction. It doesn't say anything about interest or automation. It says direction. That means you purposefully, intentionally move attention onto what a single object. Let's use the word target. Direction of attention onto a single target. Secondly, to gather into one body, mass, or force. Basically, to gather mental resources, your mental energies, to take what is scattered and unite it, to bring it together into one stream, directed onto a single target. Are you getting this? Thirdly, to fix or hold in place one's powers, efforts, or attentions. To fix, again, it's like directing, fix. You take an action. You hold in place your power, your effort, and your attention. It's pretty good definitions. Now, using those three characteristics as defined, it will be expressed that concentration involves the full force of your attention. It involves a single target, and it involves the effort necessary to hold the full force onto a single target, but, and this is not in the definition, for an extended period. And why do I say that? Now, I've seen a lot of stuff out there about multiple attention, divided attention, multitasking. Concentration does not deal in multitasking. It does not deal in dividing up attention, giving a little here and a little there simultaneously. Nor does it deal in sharing of attention. Concentration is to take the full force of your mental resources, shut out everything else pulling at your attention, and applying it to a consciously chosen target, something you decide needed to be done, and then to do it for an extended period. And a little bit later we'll talk about some of the characteristics of attention that let you know why it has to be for an extended period. Because if you don't have the ability to exert a level of control for a good period of time, then you have weak concentration. And we'll talk about the characteristics of weak concentration. You've got to be able to push it, to direct your mental resources to the exact point where you want to go, hold it there, and keep it there for as long as you need to. Every single one of you out there knows how valuable that would be for you. Every single one of you knows. What could you do? What could you accomplish if you had that under your belt? If you don't wear a belt, you know what I mean. Dynamic mental concentration, and I say dynamic because it's in work. You're directing it. You're using it consciously from the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment you go to sleep. You are the master, the steward, and the ruler of your own attention, concentration. You're applying it. That is dynamic. You're putting it to work. Dynamic mental concentration is the willful narrowing and directing of your attention to a specific activity, object, or other target selected from among any number of options competing for your brain's mental resources. Taking into account the factors of time, duration, and conscious awareness. Now, what does that mean? Again, it aligns with the Merriam-Webster definition. Proactive mental concentration, dynamic mental concentration, is the willful narrowing, intentional, purposeful narrowing. Remember, you're bringing together all your resources and directing it, putting it on a target to a specific activity, goal, task, project, book that you need to read, phone call you need to make, or other target, selected from among any number of competing influences. That means you walk into a room and there's a bunch of noise going on, a bunch of activity, and your desk is off in the middle of it all. You've got to be able to narrow your resources intentionally, purposefully, direct yourself to that desk, sit down, pick up the phone, start making those calls. Jump on that computer, start typing out that report. Now that sounds simple. I know it does. But you know, you're listening to the show, you know that in this life, in this society, in this busy world of ours, mental concentration, especially for the extended periods of time, is quite difficult. There are so many conflicts and competing influences in our daily lives. And then there's the influence of our own bad mental habits that we've collected over the years. Mike Wazowski, who works in the office with you and listens to sports radio all day long and keeps talking to you, is nowhere near as effective at distracting you as your own thoughts and impulses. But when you have stronger mental concentration, you're able to just brush all that aside, gather everything you are as a human being, and narrow it in, put it on task, and keep it there. Again, I said it takes into account the factors of time, duration, and conscious awareness. Time, duration, endurance, strength, concentration, conscious awareness. There's the biggest factor of all. I know people who show up at the office and work a pretty good day, go home. Their bosses would say they're pretty productive. But the entire day that they sat there doing the work, they, as human beings, consciously were not there. They are robots because they don't have conscious awareness. Everything that they do pay attention to, even when it's for a decent amount of time, they are not the ones who are determining the fact that they pay attention to it, that they're able to give it strong attention. In other words, they are not concentrating. Even when they tell their office mate to buzz off and hush up, I got work to do, they're still not concentrating. They're merely paying attention because they are driven by an external purpose, by an external influence, generally by a fear or sense of obligation that they've got to do this thing, or they must do this thing, or they'll lose out on something. They'll lose their job, they'll lose their progress, they'll lose money, this or that. Maybe they're driven by an ambition. I want to get this raise or promotion. All they are is a Pavlov dog. They're not conscious. They are following an impulse. Mental concentration is a conscious activity. You, as an aware human being, are there the entire time. You are not driven by a thought. In mental concentration, thought has no place. I'll explain that a little bit later on. You're not driven by thought. Thought is the thing that distracts you. Thought is the thing that keeps you asleep. If a thought can cause you to pay attention, a thought can take you away from paying attention. Just as a thought can make you miserable, make you hate your job, make you think that life is just something you're never going to be able to live to its fullest. So thought has no place in mental concentration. Mental concentration is you at your most powerful mentally, expressing yourself to one single point, one single objective at a time. Boom, 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 A, B, C, D. No thoughts about the past, no thoughts about the future, no care for obligation or worry or concern or ambition, just the thing in front of you. And you do it with utmost excellence to the best of your ability and know-how. Conscious awareness is an important part of mental concentration. Without it, it's not mental concentration, it's simply paying attention. Signs of weak mental concentration. You guys know what weak mental concentration is. Well, you would think so. You can look at your own personal life and look for mental concentration. First thing you can look for is excuses. Time mismanagement. Project mismanagement, not getting to things that you need to get to. Mismanagement of nearly anything. Mismanagement of money. Mismanagement of relationships, getting into the wrong associations. Stress, anxiety, failure to do, to be, to have what it is you most sincerely and rightly desire. Failure to follow through. Failure to even follow through on the plans you make for that particular day, from even in that particular hour. I'm going to do this. You get to the end of the hour, I didn't do that. Just came over. Had to talk to him. Had to sit down and watch the game. My girlfriend came over. She had some juicy gossip. This project was too bad. I thought, I'm going to go out to the smoking area there and take a puff. You can look at your life for signs of weak mental concentration, and I've got a lot of professionals who listen to this show who do pretty good, but they want to do a lot better. And it's like life has the brakes on. You know who I'm talking to. You know I'm talking to you. It's like there are brake shoes on your life. There's your sign of weak mental concentration. If you've got stronger mental concentration, the brakes come off. What happens when your mental concentration gets stronger? Brakes come off. Things get done. Priorities are properly arranged. Worry and anxiety become a thing of the past. They have no place. They have no place because in mental concentration, there's no thought. The only time there is thought involved in mental concentration is when you are purposely, intentionally constructing a thought in mind creatively. Random thoughts have no place in mental concentration. Stronger mental concentration, you enjoy what you do. Now, there's a benefit I've told people, and they seldom seem to listen. When you are able to consciously concentrate your mind, whatever you are doing, you will enjoy it. Boredom is a something of the past. Just like anxiety and worry are things of the past. Imagine being able to totally enjoy your job, your career, your business. Do you know how many business people I know doing very well who are miserable because they don't enjoy, they don't truly enjoy what they do? They like counting money. They like looking at that bank receipt. But they don't enjoy the actual thing that they do. Salespeople, real estate brokers, engineers, doctors, lawyers, people I deal with every day who got into what they're doing through some form of obligation or a treadmill that they were thrust upon, a destiny that they did not write. And they want desperately to at least enjoy it if they're not going to make the switch. Mental concentration will give you that joy. And it will accelerate whatever you are doing. What happens when mental concentration gets stronger? You become a ruler of thought rather than thought ruling you. Your emotions mellow out and you experience a predominantly pleasant mental state most of the time. And when a negative state comes upon you, you're a concentrator. You see it coming a mile away. Remember, I told you, thought does not rule you. You rule thought. That means your mind is organized and ordered in such a way to where you are more consciously aware of the emotions that rise and fall within you. And if a tidal wave of darkness is coming your way, you see it and you know absolutely how to dilute it, how to dissolve it, how to make it impotent so that it does not wash over you and sweep you away. And you know, as a concentrator, how, at will, to bring back the mental state that you desire. Earlier, I answered the question about the brainwave products. If you master mental concentration, I don't mean that you've got to be some world-class expert. I mean if you've mastered just the basic skills of mental concentration and obtain that higher degree of consciousness, and I'm not talking guru-level consciousness. I mean simply being aware of the inner forces that are going on in your mind and heart. If you get to that basic level, which you can do, and it does not take a long time, it does take commitment. It takes commitment. Get there, and life will be a dream, sweetheart. Mental concentration accelerates everything, knocks down all doors, brings the right people into contact with you, because, quite frankly, you are always within some vicinity of the right people to help you get your goals done. But your attention is always wandering. Well, a concentration, your attention won't wander. You'll be in control of those thoughts. You'll be in control of your emotions. You'll be in control of your destiny. Especially for those of you in business. Not only do you need more productivity out of yourself, you need it out of other people. If you're not someone who has mastered mental concentration, if all you are is driven, how are you going to instruct your employees to do what you have not done? When your mental concentration becomes stronger, you will know how to teach your employees to give you the degree of effort and productivity and the results that you need from them. And they will thank you for it. because it makes better and bigger people of them. So that's what happens when mental concentration gets stronger. You get stronger. You. Or it reminds me of that $6 million man show. We can make them better, faster, and stronger. Imagine if you were able to hold your attention onto the spot where you wanted it to be in the first place. Imagine if it felt good, if you felt strong and personally powerful. Imagine if you were absolutely confident you can do what you set out to do. That's strong mental concentration. Now, let's talk for a minute about attention. Now, attention and mental concentration are not the same thing. If I were to make a slight comparison, I would say that in your brain, attention is the weight and concentration is the muscle that grips it, holds it, and moves it around for a specific purpose. Now, you have perception, you have senses, you have sight, sound, hearing, taste, touch. Those are your perceptions. You have light etching itself when your brain signals, influences, and your brain interprets the world around you through these signals, and you get your 3D, three-dimensional representation of the world written on your brain. That's perception. But that's not attention. Attention is the automatic, and I say automatic, that means you need not control it. It is the automatic function of your brain that directs your perceptions, that directs your perceptions to a particular point in a particular way. So, your attention being automatic can either be controlled by you or it can be controlled by your brain, by the automatic functions of your brain. If it's controlled by your brain, that means it's involuntary. Whatever pops up catches your attention, and that's where your brain's resources go. Someone jumps up out of a bush while you're on the sidewalk and goes, "Hey!" Well, you look, you give attention there, that's automatic. You're walking down the sidewalk, someone jumps out of the bush and goes, "Hey!" And you ignore them in order to keep your eye on something that's down the street, that's voluntary, but only if you did it intentionally and consciously. If you knew the person jumping from the bush and you hated them and you didn't, well, that's not voluntary, that's automatic. So you ignored them because you didn't like them. But that's attention. So attention versus concentration. Attention is simply the gathered interpretation of your perceptions, sight, sound, hearing. And concentration is when you take attention and actually put it onto something purposefully and consciously. Now, attention, again, there's involuntary attention, which is strictly interest-driven. You have to be interested in something, or it simply has to catch your eye, so to speak. And that can be anything. And I'm sure you've had the experience and you know people who are just scattered all over the place. Anything can capture their attention when they should be doing something else. Teachers are being driven crazy nowadays by distracted students who spent so much time involved in television and internet and multimedia that is all about junk food and not about quality. So they get into the classroom, they can't hold their attention for more than 5 seconds. That is involuntary, interest-driven attention. Now, if the teacher breaks out a snack and holds it up in the air, kid starts paying attention. That's interest-driven. That's involuntary. Voluntary attention is disciplined attention. That is the attention that is directed for a specific purpose. Now, it doesn't necessarily need to be conscious, because it could be simply conditioned, but at least it's disciplined. Some characteristics of attention. See attention almost, let's use the illustration of a camera. Now, your perception takes in everything around you. All sounds go to your brain. All sight, everything you feel, it all goes to your brain, but it gets filtered out to just the essential. Not necessarily the important, but just the essential. Now, attention is like the camera lens that deals with all that information. When you look out at the world, you can look at it in two ways. You can look at it panoramically, that means a very wide and open view of the world, or you can narrow your attention, bring it into a close-up, see something specifically, or to look at the details of a specific object out in the external world. Panoramic versus close-up. Remember, we're using camera analogies like in Hollywood, as though you were standing behind a camera. Then, your attention can look out at the world. We'll call that external, we'll call it environmental. Environmental. Or you can bring your attention onto yourself, your own body. So, panoramic or close up, environmental or onto your own self. Now, another shot you can take with that camera is you can turn your attention onto your own thoughts and impulses. Now, thinking, merely having thoughts, is not the same as turning your attention onto thoughts. That's a very special process, and that's when you get into concentration training, you learn to actually turn your attention to observing your own thoughts, and then to manipulating your own thoughts to where you don't actually need to think in any particular moment, and when you do think, you can create your own thoughts consciously. It is a very powerful experience, and when you learn it, things start to change and you start to change. So you can direct attention environmentally out in the world, or onto yourself, or onto your own thoughts and the physical impulses of your body. That is, keep track of the way you're feeling, any tension, anxiety, relaxation, all of that. So that pretty much wraps up the nature of attention itself. Attention is integrated perception of your senses. And of course, the difference between attention and concentration is that concentration is what can consciously move attention around the environment, around your own body, and even onto your own thoughts. Now, here's the thing, it's really important. Voluntary attention can deal with the environment. Involuntary attention can deal with the environment, your external world, and it can deal with your body. If you get an itch, your attention goes to the itch place, you scratch. Involuntary attention cannot address your thoughts and impulses. Involuntary attention has no jurisdiction on your thoughts and your emotions, and the way your body feels inside, your impulses. It simply has no jurisdiction. Involuntary attention is a byproduct of brain function. It is not conscious. It cannot turn itself to do anything. Only voluntary attention, disciplined, self-directed attention, can turn itself to look at the actions of the mind, to look at thought, to look at emotion. Involuntary attention just goes with the flow. There's no choice there. And if you get a moment, I really want you to think about that after the show's over. Because if you are someone who has not well trained yourself in mental concentration, highly likely you are predominantly involuntarily driven when it comes to your faculty of attention. And if that's the case, you have little to no control over what you think and how you feel, which of course affects your goals in that you need yourself to display certain behaviors and habits. So in order to do that, you're going to have to learn to concentrate. You're going to have to train yourself in voluntary attention so that you can turn that attention onto your own thoughts and feelings in order to make changes. Now, applying mental concentration in order to achieve goals, well, mental concentration is, of course, the mental muscle. You use it to hold your attention, to gather everything together, and direct it onto a particular point. In this case, it's going to be what? Your goals. But not just your goals, because in truth, in establishing your goals and forging the vision and the long-term picture for your life, that's more of a mental focus area, and we'll talk about that next week. Mental concentration is when you gather all your attention, your mental resources, your effort, your energy, and you apply it to the high priority, high value task that needs to be done right now as a part of your goal, as a step, a necessary task to achieve your goal. And I say right now because you cannot concentrate in the future. The future is always a thought in your head, and mental concentration does not deal in thought unless it's to construct one. You concentrate always right now. So when it comes to getting a thing done, to achieving a goal, mental concentration is what you use right now to do the highest priority, highest value task that needs to be done here and now. I hope that makes sense. If I'm unclear in any way, write me, trainer@neurosculpting.com, NURO-sculpting.com. I'll try to explain it a little clearly because some of these concepts are pretty deep. If you establish your goals over the long term and you know all the steps to get it done and you have your quarter goals, you know you've got to make a certain number of phone calls, you've got to write a certain number of paragraphs per day, get that novel done, you've got to take this class and that class, and you've got to go at this particular time, that is where mental concentration comes in because a thing has to be done right now. That thing might be, well, I've got to plan out my day, okay? Gather all your attention together, get it done. Then, at 9 a.m., you've got to take care of this particular task. You gather your scattered attention, you bring it all together, and you take care of the thing. You reject all thought, all distracting thought. You reject any wandering temptations of attention. You reject people who come in to distract you. That is mental concentration. That's how mental concentration helps you achieve your goals. And when you set your goals and you look at your steps, the thing that gets concentration is the thing, literally the smallest possible step that needs to be done right now. That one thing, that's the relief of being able to concentrate. You never have 1,000 things to do. Never, never any overwhelm. There's no overwhelm in mental concentration. You can only do one thing at a time in truth. That's why there's no divided attention. That's only an illusion. Divided attention is distraction. Multitasking is distraction. You want to do something well, you want to do it your best, got to concentrate on the one thing. When you bring together the full might of your attention, of your mental resources, onto a single thing, it's like taking a magnifying glass out into the sun and shining it down onto a piece of paper. All that energy, all that heat gets directed down into one point, and that is why you are able to achieve. You do that hour by hour, according to the number of tasks you have to do, day by day. You don't live in the future mentally. You don't live in the past. You're enjoying the moment right now, here and now, in mental concentration. You've got power. You've got competence. People are moving you up to the forefront because they know they can rely on you. That's how you become successful. When you train to improve your mental concentration, you're going to be doing a few techniques so that you can get certain results. Now, the results you want to get out of your mental training for better mental concentration is you want to be able to expertly gather your attention right here, right now, consciously, at will, at any time, whenever it's needed. You want to be able to overcome any form of resistance instantly in order to be able to concentrate right now. Reject everything that has nothing to do with the thing at hand. You want that skill. You want the skill to be able to control your attention while you're supposed to be concentrating. It doesn't get pulled right or left or get distracted at all. You want the energy necessary to continue holding your attention on target without becoming fatigued or exhausted. So when you train yourself in mental concentration, or when you train under me, under my system, the NeuroSculpting Training Studio, www.neurosculpting.com, NEURO-sculpting.com, you want to have a variety of techniques that ensure that you are not only training yourself intellectually, but that you're training yourself using your senses, the most convenient thing you have is your own body. And yes, your own body, using your own body, you can master mental concentration. Using your own thoughts, you can master mental concentration intellectually. But also internally. Because remember, you're looking to develop a sense of awareness as to what's going on in your body, in your emotions. That's intuitive training. So when you train yourself, you want to use all three of those types of techniques and methods. And I refer to that as the mental fitness training triad. Now, a few suggestions when you're training. Set aside at least 30 minutes a day to train yourself in mental concentration, folks. It's so important. Look at your life right now. Don't tell me you don't have time to develop your mental concentration. Look at all the things that you do that make you tired, that make you weary, that distract you, that take away from what it is you really want in life. And tell me that if you had the ability to concentrate and those things didn't bother you, if you were able to get your life in order, if you were able to start moving and fast forward along the track of success, it wouldn't be worth it to you. Wouldn't it be worth it? Set aside 30 minutes or more per day for mental concentration. It will change your life. When you train, remember, simplicity is power. I've got more than 100 approaches you can use. And to tell you the truth, all I need you to do is to master between 3 and 6 and just show some commitment and listen to my guidance and read my materials, and I'm telling you, you'll get it. You'll do one of two things. You'll master basic task-oriented concentration and be able to do whatever you want in your career or your business, or you'll keep going and continue to develop as a human being in more advanced training and just receive a lot more joy in your life. Simplicity is power. It just requires simple techniques. There's 100 different types of brain training softwares out there, and most of them are absolutely worthless. You don't need them. Your brain is already set up to train itself using its own functions. Your brain functions are the most powerful tool you have to get good at mental concentration. And eat for brain power. Eat good, healthy brain power foods. Fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, fishes. Start investigating what it takes to be able to give yourself more energy. As goes your body, so goes your brain. If your body is lethargic, out of energy, and out of shape, your brain is the same way. And if you say to yourself, well, you know, I might not be in great shape, but I'm pretty good mentally. Imagine how good you'd be if your body had more energy and health. And folks, know your obstacles. When you're training yourself, you're going to run into mental fatigue. You'll get better. You'll gain more endurance, more flexibility. You'll run into wandering attention. Your attention, as usual, is going to want to go all over the place, not going to want to do what you're having it do. You'll deal with distracting thoughts. You'll have a target that you're supposed to be maintaining and training, and thoughts will just come in and try to take you away from it. And, of course, things outside of you, noises, bumps in the night, all that stuff, people trying to get your attention, all that's going to happen. Know your obstacles ahead of time, and you'll be able to deal with them. When you do your training, keep track of your progress. When you start out, know just how well or how badly you concentrate, and then work from there. Reward yourself. And, of course, train yourself and then ask questions. You can write me anytime. I've already given you the email address. I'll help you out. Now, I'm going to give you three quick techniques, and then we'll be done. I'm going to give you an intellectual technique. Here's a website I want you to go to. I want you to get a hold of a metronome. If you don't have a metronome, I want you to use an online metronome. The website to go to is www.metrononeonline.com. MetroNomeOnline, metrononeonline.com. They got a free online metronome you can use. I want you to grab a book, something not too particularly interesting, preferably a little bit technical. And I want you to set the metronome, and I want you to read the book word by word, generally slow paced. Read one word per click on the metronome. Go no faster or no slower. And I want you to do that for 15 minutes. Take notes. That's an intellectual technique that will improve your mental concentration. You won't have time to be thinking distracting thoughts because you'll be too busy trying to keep track of the words and the beat of the metronome at the same time. If you can do that for 15 minutes, you can control yourself. If you find yourself distracted, stop the exercise, start all over again. A sensory technique, eye control method. Take a blank sheet of paper. I want you to draw 10 small dots on the paper about an inch apart. For 1 minute, I want you to keep your eye on each dot, then move to the next dot for 1 minute. You are not to think. You are not to talk to yourself. You are not to be distracted by anyone. Use a timer if you must to alert you that the 1 minute is up. No need to take your eye off the dot in order to look up at the clock. Use an alarm if you have to. 1 minute per dot, 10 dots. If anything distracts you, start over again. Intuitive technique, deep breathing. I want you to breathe deeply and be concerned only with the breath itself. Relax for 15 minutes. If you start talking to yourself, start over again. And finally, a life application technique. I want you to take everything that you do throughout the day, and I want you to give it all your concentration. Don't think other thoughts. Just do the thing you're supposed to do. Use your resolve. Use your will. If you brush your teeth, comb your hair, get dressed, do that thing. be there. Don't allow your mind to wander. If you got any questions, email me. Like to thank you for tuning into the show. Remember, next week, Mental Power Hour, Mental Focus.